listening to The Lake.
Take the most traditional and folkloric music from your mother country. Add some more bass and boost the kick a bit, and then fire it up in a modern club scene. Try to imagine how it would sound like. Combining the Latin American music style cumbia with electronic club music, and you get the result of two guys wearing tropical inspired masks that will give you the dengue. Not dengue like the dengue fever, but as they explain, a really nice feeling.
Wasted,
you know? When you're saying, you know, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna have a crazy night, you say I have the dengue inside.
The 8th of September 2017, Dengue 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 played a concert at a completely packed Global, a music venue located in Copenhagen focusing on global music. Before that concert, I asked Rafael Pereira and Felipe Solomon to stop by The Lake Radio for a talk about their music and the evening's performance.
Hola a todos, ¿qué tal?
Hi, this is Felipe and Rafael from Dengue.
Dengue Dengue y venimos de Lima, Perú.
Y estás escuchando The Lake Radio. We made Dengue, we made the project like 6 years ago, more or less. And we do like a mix of electronic music, which is the music that we kind of always listen to. And we mix it with some roots music from Latin America or and different parts of the world. Really, we're a lot of into African music right now. It's like the third time we play in Global now. And we're now exploring to new sounds, but we actually started with like this kind of cumbia sound, like more into like digital cumbia or whatever you want to call it, global bass or whatever. And we're trying always to search for new stuff, to just have ideas and try to mix different types of rhythms.
Yeah, cumbia is mainly heard in like the in the jungle part, you know, like Iquitos and around that part, and then our stuff is like chicha is heard more like in Lima, in the capital, or in the Andes,
in the highlands.
Mm-hmm. There's a little difference between them, you know, like it's maybe a little difficult to catch at the first time, you know, but I would say like cumbia is much happier and I don't know, like uplifting in a way, and maybe chicha is more a little bit darker, no, more like melancholic. I think through the years, you know, we've been the project has been growing, you know, like we started with cumbia, but that doesn't mean that we really wanted just to do this, you know. It's that we never had time to do everything at the same time, so it's just been we've been developing stuff and going through different places, you know, like we started with
Peruvian
cumbia, then we moved to Colombian and Mexican, and then we started getting really interested in the drumming part of cumbia, you know, and that took us to African music, you know, so we've been shifting around things that interest us, and I think in Siete Raíces we wanted to reflect that. That's why the album is called Siete Raíces. Siete Raíces, it means seven roots, and it's a drink from the jungle of Peru that combines seven different roots to make this drink. So it was like a kind of an analogy that we are combining, you know, different roots, music from different parts of the world, you know, to create this album.
Yeah, they use it like a kind of, you can say medicine, but it really gets you really drunk. But it's made of roots, so they put this kind of aphrodisiac properties to it. So,
we'll be right back.
Well, for a while it was this kind of revival of cumbia in Lima, and which I was trying to like kind of paying attention to it because it was everywhere. A lot of bands were playing cumbia and like mainly for like parties. And the thing is that then we just at about this time we went to Argentina to play in a we used to work in another project before this, and we went there to a festival, and in during the night it was like a kind of a design festival really, but it had like a party during the night, and we were going to play like at 5 or something, so we were doing time, you know, like just having some beers with some friends, and there was Chancha Via Circuito playing as well, and El Remolón, and Villa Diamante, I think. These bands are from a collective called CCK or CCK Records, and that was born in Argentina, I think like 10 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. More or less. And they were like starting to do this kind of mixture between some folkloric rhythms from Argentina as well as cumbia villera, and trying to make this kind of club music out of it. And we just came to this at that time. It was 2009. And so we were like really surprised to listen to this kind of music in a club, like electronic cumbia playing in a sound system. So we went back, we bought some CDs and just met the guys a little bit, speak with them, and then we went back to Lima and started to talk about making some project like related to this. But with some influence from psychedelic cumbia from Peru. So that's the way it started. But we just made Dengue after, I think, 1 year or something.
Yeah, I think 2010.
We were already playing as DJs, like, separate. And then we put together the band in 2010.
In Lima, dengue is also a slang for this feeling that you have before you're gonna do something that you really like. Kind of related to going out, partying, and getting, you know, like...
Wasted,
you know? So when you're saying, you know, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna have a crazy night, you say, I have the dengue inside. Then... Also, dengue is a rhythm that comes from, you know, like Cuba, you know, Pérez Prado, that kind of era, you know, and for some time we used to live together in this apartment, and there were some records of his parents in the living room that he collected from home, and one of them was with this artist called Enrique Lynch, and he was doing a whole record of covers, but in the dengue tune, in the dengue style, with the dengue style, you know? And the cover of the record said really big dengue, 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 you know, in big bright red letters. And we would see this, and because what it means in Lima in a slang, we always laugh about it, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's
when
like, dengue, dengue, dengue.
So when we started the project, you know, it was... I think the project at the beginning was a little bit more funnier. I don't know. It was more like
more playful.
Yeah, a little bit more playful in that way. So
less serious. And yeah, we were just starting and.
Yeah, we didn't take it very seriously, and I think that's why we put that name. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just said this is funny. Let's just use this. Yeah. You know. And then obviously after some years, then we had some people coming to us and said, "Oh, I had dengue once," and then we're like, "Oh, sorry," you know, like, and we tried to explain, you know, no, this is not because of that. You know, I have the picture of the record in my phone, so I can show, you know.
Yeah, but what you said is really interesting, because that's what I think about the project. It's like a thing that it just adds up all the time. And as I said, when we started, maybe we were like kind of making something out of just for fun and not taking it seriously. But it suddenly, you know, you start to add up all the stuff that we've been experiencing and traveling and like playing everywhere. So now it's a pretty serious thing, you know.
Music is made first, and then that creates a feeling.
You know, you can translate
and then you translate that into other things. You know, into the masks or into the visuals or
in a video.
Even the first time we play with masks.
It was only one time that we play without masks.
The second night.
Yeah, because we got our masks destroyed, so we didn't have another one.
It was really crazy, you know, for us, because we've been playing music for, I don't know, 15 years or something. And, you know, it's always super difficult to get a project, you know, like working and playing a lot. And we played that first night. And since that first night, we didn't stop playing any weekend till now, I think. Yeah. We actually played that first night, and we were not supposed to play the night after that, but it went so good that someone asked us to play the next night, and that's why we didn't have masks, because the first night they were destroyed and we didn't have time to build a new one.
Yeah. After that, we were doing a big party, like with 1,000 people, and we were hosting it and inviting some people from Lima as well to play. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, you know, it was crazy. Obviously, it was just for some time, you know, like Lima is a big city, but in the area that we move and this kind of music move is super small, you know. So it reached like the 100% of it, you know, and then, you know, it just went down again, you know. Like, that's why we actually moved to Berlin, you know, to have a refresh and to you know, be in another scene, you know.
Mainly there's almost no clubs in Lima. It's only like they throw parties in big houses or, you know, in the center, like far away from the cops mainly. And there's no permits. It's really difficult to get a permit to do a club and get a permit to play loud music, and it's really difficult to.
Yeah, so I think we're a little bit tired of just pushing it. You know, I think we need some time to take stuff in and not, you know, like push our stuff. You know, it's time for us to do this. But also talking about the audience, there's a big difference for me between Peru and Europe. You know, because in Peru, if you play, for example, cumbia, it's super easy because everybody knows what it is. You know, they heard it since they were kids, so it's easy to, they relate to it completely, you know, which is fine for us when we can play cumbia and it's okay. But when we play African music or Middle Eastern music or whatever, you know, they don't feel this relationship, you know, and it's more difficult for us to make them dance, you know, like that. While like in Europe, it's much more multicultural, you know? So maybe you don't know these rhythms from since you were a kid, but you still know them, all of them, you know, like most of the audience, you know? So it's easier for us to switch between styles in a set in Europe than in Lima. And I like that.
It's really weird, but I think it just works because it's easy to dance, you know? It's not salsa that you're dancing. It's like electronic music with some groove and that's it. But it's really funny because here it's like always packed, you know, like sold out, and it's crazy.
I think like global already attracts that kind of people, you know, that already is predisposed to like the stuff we do, you know. So maybe if they put us in another club in the city, you know, like
somewhere that people don't expect us, then that would be maybe a little bit weird.
Yeah, I think it's like a combined effort.
Yeah, yeah, but I think, as Felipe said, you know, the at the end it's electronic music, you know, so everybody can relate to that, I think, you know, to the kick and stuff like that.
If you don't relate to the, yeah, to the tropical part, you can relate to the kick, to the bass.
I have this memory of Roskilde that I remember we played like 90 minutes and the last 20 minutes suddenly like half of the audience went away, you know, and I was like weird, you know, I didn't know what happened, you know, like I was thinking, did we make something wrong, you know, or something? And then after that I realized that it was because Major Lazer was playing in a stage beside us, and they were starting and it's kind of the same, you know, thing. And then the next day we were in the train going back, obviously without masks, and there was two guys talking beside us. They obviously didn't know who we were, and one guy said to the other, you know, like, oh, yesterday I went to see these guys, the plane, they were wearing masks, it was awesome. And then I went to see Major Lazer. Fuck, I wish I would stay to see the guys, you know. I was like, yeah, it was cool because they didn't know us. And, you know, I never introduced myself and say anything, you know, I just heard that. And it was, but I think that I definitely like the fact that we're not that exposed, you know. But if someone, I mean, it's not that like we're Burial or Daft Punk, you know, like I take the mask in the middle of the show if I'm hot, and, you know, I just like people can see my face. It's not about hiding my face. It's just like for the visual thing of the project.
Some stuff going on, but we don't know really if it's gonna be an album, like, or like a long EP, or maybe a couple of EPs. We're trying to figure it out right now.
Yeah,
but definitely we're producing a lot now.
Maybe it's like not moving away from cumbia, but just trying to create something else, different than the stuff that we've been doing, you know. So maybe we use some patterns or some rhythms and in different kinds of music and just mix it with it. So we still have this feeling, but yeah
it's
we're
more
kind
like
of moving,
integrating stuff rather than just moving away from it. It's just it's just that every time there's more stuff to integrate, so you cannot just focus in one thing, you know, you need to.
But I can say that the sound is changed in a way that maybe it was a little bit more in your face before, you know, like really crazy, and now it's a bit more, you can say, like refined or more calmed.
Thing is that last time we worked to make an album, and I think the approach this time is just to make a lot of music, and once it's made, then we decide what to do with it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think we're trying to do this. I think maybe we get a release at the end of the year, but I think most of them are gonna be next year. I think next year there's gonna come a lot of music.
This program was produced and edited by me, Nils Malte Lundsgaard, and all music included was a recording from the evening's concert at Global. A special thanks to the two guys from Denke Denke Denke, Rafael Pereira and Felipe Salmon, for sharing their time and the Denke feeling. Thanks for listening to this program. I'll let the music run for 5 more minutes.
You're listening to The Lake.